little series called Star Watch. All the scriptures, everything will be on the screen. If you have your Bible, want to follow along, awesome. Also, this will be online on our website tomorrow. You can click the PowerPoints, and or you can go to fellowshippoints.com, and you can get this exact thing downloaded right where you are, and you can go over this exact message that you see today on the screen. And we love people using that. Here we go. Signs in the heavens. Can you say that with me? Signs in the heavens. And that's the way we do it too. We talk back here a little bit so we can learn together. Signs in the Heavens is the title of my message today in the new series called Star Watch. Let's go to the Word of God this morning. Genesis chapter 1 will be in Psalms, be in the book of Isaiah today. Several scriptures coming your way. Genesis 1 verse 14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night, and let them be for signs and for seasons, for days and years. And let them be for lights in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth." And it was so. And God made two great lights, the greater light to rule the day, the lesser light to rule the night. He made the what? Stars also. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven to give light upon the earth, and to rule over the day and over the night, and to divide the light from the darkness. And God saw that it was what? Now, don't you think that's pretty, you know, when he looked at it, he went like that. You know that's good right there. That's the heavens, man. And the evening and the morning were the fourth day. Let's go catch a verse again. Genesis 1:14. And God said, "Let there be lights in the firmament of the heaven to divide the day from the night. Let them be for," would you say it with me? "Signs, seasons, days, years." One more time. "Signs, seasons, days, and years." And for the most part, we can see the day thing, right? You know, sun comes up, goes down. That was a day. And you know, we can see, if you add that up, you can see how it gets you a year, right? You can see even the season thing, how the seasons come, and we're in one right now. Wow, it was cold today. But the one that's sort of odd, signs. Signs. God said, "I made this for signs." Did you get that? Was that in the scriptures or not? That's what it was. Signs. Let's talk about signs in the heavens today. What is a sign? A sign is a message that points to something. Okay? For example, let's try it, class. Here we go. A stop sign means what? Good. All right? If you see a handicap sign in a parking lot, that is the message for that sign is, if you're not handicapped, don't do what? Isn't that amazing? Amen? Signs. Okay? What about a detour sign? What does that mean? It means go what? Another way. Okay? Got it? Yes or no? Signs. They're a message that points to something. Stars shall be for signs. They're a message that's pointing to something. Okay, keep that in mind. Are y'all all right so far? You think I've gone crazy? Clark, 2010, he lost his mind. Started talking about stars. Here we go. Keep looking. There exists in the writings of virtually all civilized nations a description of the major stars in heaven. You go back through all ancient writings, and there's all kinds of material about the stars in the heavens. They are called constellations or signs of the zodiac. Whoa! How many ever thought you'd hear me say something about the zodiac at Fellowship Church? Raise your hand. Clark has lost his mind. Amen? Hey! In all ancient writings, they talk about this stuff for thousands of years. How so many nations over the world's history have the same signs remains a mystery. What do I mean? Nearly all nations, regardless of how far back you go, they have the same 12 signs or constellations of the zodiac. They represent the same 12 things, and they're placed in the same order. I don't know why. It's just weird. Zodiac. What does zodiac mean? And we're going to get into this a little bit more next week, so hang on. Amen? Zodiac, the word means the path or the way revealed in the what? Would you say that with me? Zodiac means the path or the way revealed in the heavens. And let's go back and review real quick. Did God say in His Word that these lights He put up in the firmament were to be for signs? Did He say that, yes or no? He said it. Okay? The word zodiac is not a word that just came about a few days ago. It's been around a long time. And it means a path, a way, or a step. I wonder what kind of signs, what kind of things should those stars tell us when we look up there at them? How about Psalm 19? The heavens declare, say it with me, the glory of God, and the firmament shows forth His what? Do you ever stand out there and look, and you're just awestruck? Are you like that at all? Say, Christian, you ought to be. You ought to be. You ought to fall in love with your Creator. You know what? If He did all that, He can take you through the mess you're going through right now. But if you always got your head stuck inside, always looking at your problem, get outside, man. Look up there. The heavens declare the glory of God, the firmament, His handiwork. Day unto day, they utter speech. Every day, if you'll take a chance and go out there and look, don't be surprised that God doesn't bless you and speak to your heart. Y'all listening? I'm not talking about something spooky. I just ask you, how many are awestruck when you go outside and look at the stars? And almost all of you said yes, right? Why? Because they're uttering something. They're saying, I'm a great God. I'm an awesome God. I love you. It's huge, man. Every day it does that. Night unto night, it shows what? You're pretty smart. You can pull that off. Amen? Wow. There is no speech nor language, yet their voice is heard. Amen? Okay, no speech or no language where their voice is not heard. What does that mean? No matter where you are on the planet, no matter what language you speak, what nation you are, those stars are saying there's a great God. Amen? Got it? Yes or no? Their line is gone through all the earth. Their words to the end of the world. In them hath He set a tabernacle for the sun, which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoices as a strong man to run a race. What beautiful scripture. His going forth is from the end of heaven, His circuit unto the ends of it. There's nothing hid from the heat of the sun. Isn't that crazy? God created that. What's the sign of the stars? I think we're learning. I believe it's to glorify God, don't you? Yes or no? Amen? The heavens declare the glory of God. You know what? There's no nation that cannot see, regardless of language, that there must be a great Creator who did all this. Y'all understanding where I'm coming from this morning? And then Romans says this, because that which may be known of God is manifest in them, for God has showed it unto them. For the invisible things of Him from the creation of the world are clearly seen, being understood by the things that are made, even His eternal power and Godhead. So they are without what? Excuse. Amen? So the stars, the heavens, are declaring the glory of God, and you and I are without excuse. Did you understand that? Well, I don't know. Is there a God? Go outside, fool! Is there a God? Look up! Who did that? How does it happen? And the dumb little things that people come up with, something big blew up one day and it's all just, that's stupid! Come on! There's a God in heaven! And God put all that up there to tell you that. That's a great sign, isn't it? Come on. And nations and peoples down through the centuries, they've been enamored with the heavens. They've studied these arrangement of stars. And there's an order to them. It's crazy. Regardless of religious beliefs, somehow, some way, they name them all in the 12 orders that these stars are designed in. That's phenomenal. Crazy. So where exactly did the signs or constellations of the zodiac come from? Where did these 12 things come from? Who started talking about it? Let's go to the Bible. Are you kidding me, Clark? You're telling me that the constellations of the zodiac is in the Bible? It's exactly what I'm telling you. Let's look. Don't check out it. Do not leave this service till I get done with this message. Amen? I was almost say some things, and we're going to wrap it up. Don't leave early. According to the Bible, the signs of the stars are referenced way back in the book of who? Job. What's so important about that book? Here's very important. Look. Job was written in 2150 B.C., okay, over 4,000 years ago. It's believed to be the oldest book in the what? Job is believed to be the oldest book in the what? Bible. Matter of fact, it predates the first five books in your Bible, which were written by Moses, by over 650 years. Y'all understanding? So way back in the oldest book in the Bible, it talks about stars and constellations and the zodiac. Well, let's see if it does or doesn't. Job 38, verse 31. Canst thou bind the sweet influences of Pleiades or loose the bands of Orion? Canst thou bring forth Maseroth in his season? Or canst thou guide Arcturus with his sons? What are you talking about, Clark? Those are strange words. Yeah, they are. You know what the word Maseroth means? It's actually the word that means constellations of the zodiac. It's what the word Maseroth means. Can you put your arms and bind the stars that are in the heaven? That's what that scripture's saying. Keep looking. Job also references the constellations of Orion. There it is. Pleiades, there it is. Arcturus, there it is. In the oldest book in the Bible, it talks about these stars and calls them by their what? Name. How many never heard that before? Can I see your hand? That's pretty wild, isn't it? Crazy. I thought all this was just evil. Star watching. Well, don't leave early. Listen to Job 26:13. If you're not careful, you'll read this and think something different. By his spirit, he hath garnished the heavens. Keyword. His hand hath formed the crooked what? So if you didn't read that verse carefully, you would think it's talking about a snake. But if you read the verse carefully, no, he's talking about the heavens. See, this is one of the largest constellations in the sky, and it's called the crooked serpent or the crooked snake. It's called today Draco. And there it is, how those stars are all lined up. In the book of Job, it calls that star pattern the crooked serpent. What am I saying? I have no idea. Let's keep going. It's in the Bible. We believe the Bible, so we teach you the Bible. Here we go. Amen? Come on. So, what have I learned so far? A sign, stars would be signs. A sign is something that gives out a message. It points out a message. Amen? I've learned that. I've learned that in the oldest book in the Bible, the book of Job, predates Moses' writings by about 600 plus years, and maybe the oldest book, period, that God makes it known that the constellations or signs of the zodiac were clearly what? Known. Way back when? Let's keep looking. So signs in the heavens. We're going somewhere. So let's look at four things real quick. Not going to preach them. Number one, say it with me. God made the stars. He made two great lights. The greater light to rule the day. The lesser light to rule the night. He made the also. So he made the stars. Number two, God did what? Set the stars. Put them up there. And God set them in the firmament of the heaven. Number three, God numbered, you're kidding me, the stars. I guess there's over 100 billion, can you say billion? Billion in our own galaxy. There could be hundreds of billions even of other galaxies. That's what, as we get more education and science, they're seeing further than they ever thought they could ever see, and there's just stuff beyond that. It's crazy. And what does that tell me? God did what? He numbered the stars. You couldn't do that. Oh, no, it's just a big bang. Just blew up. The fool hath said in his heart, there is no God. Don't be a fool. You're without excuse. God not only numbered the stars, he did what? Name the stars. He calls them by their... One more time. He calls them by their... And we see in the book of Job, there are several of the names of the stars. We just saw that. Did we just see that, yes or no? Sure we did. Amen? Wow. What does that mean to me? What am I learning here today at Fellowship? Well, this is huge, man. This is big. This is a lot bigger than my Rockingham head, I'll tell you that. Okay? Why did God create the stars, the sun, the moon, and other planets? Several reasons why there are stars. Let's look at them real quick. Why are there stars up there? Do they serve any purpose? What's the purpose? I think we've already seen one. The heavens declare the glory of God. Amen? But let's look at them in some order. Why stars, sun, moon, other planets? To serve as signs to mark the seasons, days, and years for life here on earth. Would you agree with that? Yes or no? Of course. It doesn't matter if you don't agree with it or not, because it's the truth. Here we go. So that's one reason God made stars and planets and the sun and moon. Number two, to give light upon the earth. Look up the scriptures sometime. Number three, this is very interesting. Why the stars and other planets? To provide consistent markers in the sky, giving order to our creation. Let's look at something interesting. How many knew this? Many birds use the stars as directional navigators for their migration. How many knew that? Okay, y'all real smart. Most of us didn't know squat, did we? Say, are you telling me Mr. Little Bird looks at the star and that's the way he goes where he's going? Yep. Pretty amazing. Sailors use the sun, moon, and stars for navigational directions. Even our own complex inertial guidance systems for air flight and space travel use the position of the sun and the stars to stay on course. Amen? The Voyager 2 spacecraft was an example of this. Voyager 2 used planetary positions and star positions to track its own course. So we're learning stars are pretty important, aren't they? Say, aren't you glad birds know where to go? Planes know where to fly? Isn't that pretty important? Say. Without these heavenly bodies, man would be disoriented not only in time, but to space as well. Star watch. Wow. It's crazy. Why did God create the stars, the moon, and other planets? To show visually on earth the distinction between light and darkness. Jesus said, you are to be the what? Light of the world. Amen? How would I know what light is if there wasn't some? Amen? Work, for the night is coming when no man can work. Amen? To declare the glory of God. We've already seen that one, haven't we? Why the stars, God? To declare my glory, son. Isn't that cool? To cause us to praise him. Have you ever done that before? Say, you ever gone outside at night and seen the stars, the moon, and somehow, somewhat, you just started praising? How many have ever done that? Can I see your hands? Come on. Well, why don't, before next week, we come back, all of us say, I've done that? What's wrong with you? Have you lost your mind? Say, go outside. Look up in the heavens. I could ask you, many of them in the room, how many have focused on your problems this week? how bad you got it. Probably you bow your hand, go up, but you haven't gone outside and looked at the heavens. That's sorry right there. And I don't feel sorry for you. Lift up your head. Amen? He's a great God. He loves you, but me telling you He loves you ain't going to mean doodly squat unless you get out there and you see there's a great God, man. Why did God create the stars, the sun, the moon, and other to reveal His attributes to mankind? To draw mankind to call upon Him. He did all that so you would know that you ain't all that. Amen? He did all that so that you would know you ain't all that. Amen? He's a great God. That's why He did it. Well, there we are. And by the way, we're just a little old, tiny little speck out there. And we feel like we're all big stuff down here, don't we say? Yeah, we all big. Remember that next time you get all bossy and full of yourself. Come on. There we are. Just one little old blip on the screen out there among billions and billions and billions. Isn't that crazy, yes or no? Let's praise Him for that. Can we do that this morning? Come on. Thank you, Lord. Woo! You're a great God. Come on, don't leave. We ain't done. The other planets, listen to this. This was written in the 1700s, by the way, by an atheist of all things, scientist. The other planets and also the stars serve as gravitational and magnetic stabilizers to maintain the Earth's stable orbit around the sun. Imagine the sun, Mercury, and Venus pulling the Earth. Because of the location of the Earth's orbit, it would tend to decay inward toward the sun, resulting in extreme heat. And there'd be an inability to support life. But God created Mars. But God created Mars, Jupiter, Saturn, Uranus, Neptune, and Pluto to provide a stabilizing pull outward to keep the Earth in its orbit. Likewise, if Mercury and Venus were not there, Earth's orbit would tend to decay outward, resulting in extreme what? Cold and lack of life on the Earth. Why the stars? Why the planets? They have a purpose. So the planets, even the stars, provide a stabilizing effect upon the what? That it can maintain what? Light. I guess stars are important, aren't they, say? Come on. Praise the Lord. Imagine all of this up there just to protect this little blue marble or ball called the Earth. God did all that for this. That's a great God, isn't it? Say. That's an awesome God. You know what that tells me? God really does love you. God really does love you. You ever feel unloved? Come on, lift your hand up, talk to me. You feel unloved? Go out there, look. I guess you really do care about me, huh? Isn't that cool? God cares for you. He loves you. God did this. He did all these stars, the planets, everything. So that means all this is what? Say it with me. Good! All this star stuff and the names of the stars and wow, all that's good, God! However, hold the phone. Amen. You knew it was going to turn ugly, didn't you? I was just being too positive, wasn't I? Here we go. Satan's a thief. He's a liar. He's the father of lies. He's a deceiver. Okay? He's a counterfeiter. That's who Satan is. He wants us to get all screwed up on the magnificence and majesty of God and His creation. He wants to get it all screwed up. And he's done that, hasn't he? Say. Okay, let's take a peek at it. Satan wants to corrupt what God designed to bring honor and glory to the Lord Jesus Christ. He wants to corrupt the stars and what people think about the stars. That's what he is. He hates God. He hates Jesus. He wants the glory back for himself. He loves to screw up people's lives. And by the way, he doesn't do it with just the stars. He does it with the church. Okay? There are people that worship the church. We're not building a building down in Rotunda so you can worship the church. Building a building so we can reach more people for Jesus Christ so that they can worship Jesus. Y'all got that? Say. Don't worship Fellowship Church. Certainly don't ever think about worshiping me, even I don't think that's going to be a problem. But anyway, do not do that. That's why I say screwy things. Just keep you off me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. Listen, worshiping the church. Church can't save you. Church can't grant nothing to you. I don't care what some denomination says. They're lying. They can't do anything. Okay? A good church worships Jesus Christ, glorifies God, preaches the Word of God, tells people about Jesus. Church is not to be worshipped. Amen? Church can't put something on you. Oh, I went to church. I got all this stuff put on me. We can't put nothing on you. Got it? Yes or no? That's just a screwy way of Satan screwing up churches. Communion. He's good at lying and counterfeiting communion. The Catholic Church teaches that when you take the cracker and the juice, it actually becomes the body and blood of Jesus. Guess what? It don't. It's still juice and a cracker. It's called transubstantiation. It's a doctrine man made up so that you would worship communion instead of worshiping Jesus. Okay? You understand? He's done the same thing with stars and looking at stars. People worship these things. How about this? Baptism. It's another one Satan screwed around with. People think, unless you're baptized, can't go to heaven. You know? That basically Lemon Bay water turns into some kind of holy water. Or maybe water in a jug that's poured over you becomes holy. It isn't. Are y'all listening or not? I don't care how many times I talk over a little jug of water, it's not going to become holy water. I'm sorry, excuse me. I know it sounds crazy, making some of you mad. Good! Somebody's got to fight back. Satan takes things and we start worshiping them. I'm really going to go off on a limb here. The Bible. Some people worship the Bible. We're not to worship the Bible. We worship the God of the Bible. You understand? There's some church denominations that will put you down if you don't use a certain kind of Bible. How many have ever been in a church like that? If you didn't have just a certain kind of Bible, they look down on you. Yes or no? We don't worship the Bible. We believe the Bible. We respect the Bible. We love the Bible. Amen? But the Bible is to point us to Jesus. We worship. We learn how to live our life. Y'all got it or not? Are y'all cool with that? Yes or no? It's what Satan does. Keep looking. We're flying now. All of these are messages. The church is a message. Communion's a message. Baptism is a message. The Word of God is a message. Amen? That's what it is. They lead us to worship who? Jesus. That's what it's all about. Okay? They are not to be worshipped. Jesus is to be worshipped. Keep that in mind. So stars are not to be what? Worshipped. Let's go down that trail a little bit. Jesus said unto Satan, "Get behind me, Satan, for it's written, thou shalt worship the Lord thy God, and him only shall you serve." Okay? So we got it on good authority. Worship God. Okay? How about these stars and star worship? Real fast, modern astrology is satanic and corrupt. Flat out. You get up in the morning, you look at your little horoscope. Oh, look at my little horoscope. Stop it. Read the Bible. Hear from God. Don't hear from some crazy person writing some paper somewhere. Quit that. It's corrupt. It's satanic. Do you understand? Not why God created stars so you get up on Wednesday and find out what your day is going to be like. That's dumb. Keep looking. There's no doubt about it. Isaiah 47, I could spend all day on scriptures that talk about the evil of doing this. But I just picked one. Isaiah 47, thou art wearied in the multitude of thy counsels. Let now the astrologers, the stargazers, the monthly prognosticators stand up and save you from these things that shall come upon you. Behold, they shall be as stubble. The fire shall burn them. They shall not deliver themselves from the power of the flame. There shall not be a coal to warm at, nor fire to sit before it. God condemns this kind of thing. You understand? Does that mean I'm not supposed to go look at a star? Of course not. But there is a wickedness about it that Satan has counterfeited. Several things. Putting your trust in stars is what? Stupid. Oh, my stars are lined up. Stupid. Okay? Got a star named after me. Hey, I don't got, if you want to name a star, hey, there's billions out there. Have at it. But if you start trusting that little star that you named somewhere, you bought your little certificate, that's stupid. Got it? The idea that some mysterious magical power emanates from the constellations of the zodiac is demonic. You serve the Lord. Him only do you serve. There's one God. He has one son. His name is Jesus. End of story. Got it? Demonic. Believing that stars can affect or control your destiny is a lie. Period. Oh, man, it said I was going to have a good day, and look, I had a good day. It must be true. No, you're an idiot. I know I'm being ugly today. Excuse me. Somebody needs to tell us, right? We may as well learn it at church. Okay? So here's a quote for you. So astrology is stupid, demonic, and a... And who said that? I did. You can quote me. Amen. Praise the Lord. Amen. All right. Here we go. How many in your life before you came to Christ, you did things that you had to stop doing because they didn't honor God? Can I see your hand? Praise the Lord. If you're doing any of this, I know I've come down a little hard on you. Listen to me. Do right. This is wrong. Do right. This is wrong. Got it? Do right, this is wrong. That's not why God created the stars. I don't care what somebody says. Satan's a liar, a counterfeiter. He's a thief. He's trying to steal the glory of God. Don't let him. God tells us over and over throughout the Bible not to consult astrologers, stargazers, or prognosticators, period. You should never go to a sign lady letter. You should never do any of that. Ever. Save your money. I could care less. Stop it. Ticked me off years ago. I bought a boat that sat out in front of one of them places. Bugged me ever since. Don't have anything to do with them. Amen? Glorify God. Stars do not exert any influence upon you. Would you say that? Stars do not exert any influence upon you. Oh, but wait a minute. Listen, here's some math. They are over 6,000 light years away from the earth. This thing that you're putting your trust in, over 6,000 light years away from the earth. A light year is 5.5 trillion miles. 6,000 times 5.5 trillion miles is 35 quadrillion miles. And guess what? Yeah, that is a real word. And you're going to put your trust in a star? Have you lost your mind? Don't do that. Okay? Stars do not affect your life or your destiny. I don't care what anybody says. But the one who made the stars does. And that's the one you need to worry about. Let's look at Colossians as we close our message today. Giving thanks unto the Father, which hath made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light, who hath delivered us from the power of darkness. He's translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son, in whom we have redemption through His blood, even the forgiveness of sins. Who is the image, talking about Jesus, of the invisible God, the firstborn of every creature? For by Him were all things created, that are in heaven, that are in earth, visible and invisible, whether they be thrones or dominions, or principalities or powers, all things were created by Him and for Him. And He is before all things, and by Him all things are held together. He's the head of the body, the church, who is the beginning, the firstborn from the dead, that in all things He might have the preeminence. We worship Jesus and no one else. For it pleased the Father that in Him should all fullness dwell. And having made peace through the blood of His cross, by Him to reconcile all things unto Himself, by Him I say, whether they be things in earth or things in heaven. And you that were sometimes alienated and enemies in your mind by wicked works, yet now hath He reconciled in the body of His flesh through death to present you holy, unblameable, and unreprovable in His sight. If you continue in the faith grounded and settled, be not moved away from the hope of the gospel, which you've heard and which was preached to every creature which is under heaven, whereof I, Paul, am made a minister. Colossians chapter 3. If you then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ sits on the right hand of God. Set your affections on things above, not on things of this earth. For you're dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then shall you also appear with Him in glory. Amen? Beautiful scriptures. Signs in the heavens, what we've been talking about today. Look at that. Isn't that gorgeous? What did this word zodiac mean? It was Maseroth back in Job. It means the path, the way, the step. Here's what Jesus said. Matter of fact, the early church was known as people of the way. People of the way. Based on this scripture, John 14, 6, Jesus said unto him, I am the truth and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me. So, hey, it's all right to look at those stars. Oh, they are a path. They are a way. They're a step, all right, to a great God who loves you. Do you got it today? Did you get it? Say. And His name is Jesus Christ. Praise the Lord. Come on. Amen. Thank you, Lord.